Yes, it's you.
Hello.
You did say that normally Michelle plays you some kind of little jingle, but I don't have one of those, so I've had to do my own fanfare.
That was hardly Beyonce, was it?
No, it wasn't Beyonce. I just thought I'd do a fanfare.
Okay. Right.
Hello, Molly.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello. Are these working properly? I can't hear. Oh, that's a bit better. Maybe I'm not talking close enough to the microphone.
Well,
that's better.
Is that
better?
You can blast yourself out there.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll blast myself out.
Now, Molly has arrived. I have to tell you, I have never seen anything like it. There's stuff everywhere, all sorts of beauty tips, etc. And supposedly all this stuff is for spring. Now, come on.
It's not all for spring. Right. First of all, Michelle sometimes says that, you know, who I write for and so on.
Right.
Okay, so I write weekly for the Essex Chronicle Media Group.
Right.
So I have my features going to all the gazettes and chronicles across Essex, and then they get put onto my blog, which is askmollybeauty.com. And I test all sorts of things. I write about all beauty, lifestyle tips, weight, absolutely everything. And at the moment, I just wanted to quickly speak about this this treatment that I'm having done. It's going to run a course of about 8 weeks, and it's called Venus Freeze. And it sounds like a kind of like a shaving thing, you know, one of these razors you get Venus Freeze, but it's not. It's actually, it's basically uses magnetic pulse therapy to go into your wherever you want to tone up or reduce cellulite, or you can use it on your face to plump up your skin. And what they do is they actually use this thermal heat to heat underneath your skin to up to 45 degrees, which then basically kind of breaks down the fatty cells, which then go into your lymphatic system, and then you exercise and it comes out. It's very similar to something called it's not similar to eye lipo, because the difference is they're using these magnetic pulse therapies, so it bypasses the top layer of your skin and breaks underneath. Now, it's not uncomfortable. I'm having it done at this place called the DDA Clinic, which is in Mars and Venus in Brentwood. And they're the only people that are allowed to have this treatment. There's one in London. Loads of supermodels have it. And they've been given exclusivity to have this treatment in Essex. And I have to say, it's absolutely amazing. I'm really, really cynical about any of these treatments that say they work. I'm like, a lot of people say, oh, you have to diet and exercise and so on. Well, of course you're going to lose weight if you diet and exercise. But from the very first time I had this on my face, which they give a plumping effect, she took a picture of my face. She did one side and she took a picture, and literally one of my cheeks was plumped up here and the other one was normal. And they have to make sure that they do the other side the same plumpness, so that you don't walk out looking weird. And I tweeted it out, because literally you could totally see the difference. On my stomach, I haven't dieted at all. I haven't done anything. And my jeans are looser. I can absolutely, and I really have to put myself on the line here when I recommend things, because often, you know, when you're local, and especially if you write sort of locally and so on, people hunt me down and you know, shame me if it doesn't work.
How long does it last for?
Well, I've been having this weekly. It is expensive as well. I've been having this weekly for about 2 weeks, and you're supposed to have like 8 treatments for your stomach, and I think it's 6 for your face, or you can have it on your cellulite. And then you have this done, and it sort of like gets rid of all this excess. It doesn't get rid of excess weight, but it tones you up. And then you have a once a month maintenance treatment. And this is where I'm going to be really annoyed, because I'm having this done to review it, so I'm not.
You're not having to pay.
Yeah, pay at the moment. Yeah. And then I will find out. See, I'm not actually writing the article until it's all done, because I don't want to, you know, I want to see what it's like at the end, and then after a month as well, so that I can give an honest review, you know, how quickly did it come back.
Now, if you really want to give a truly honest review and show that this is working, then I think you should put me into this to try and get rid of my beer gut and see whether that would work.
Is that impossible? Because I've got, you know, I've got what most pet mums have. I've got mummy tummy. I mean, I had 2 C-sections, so I've got this big overhang here, which I'm disguising with my top at the moment, but I have got an overhang, you know. And when they did that Weight Watchers thing, no, I have, and, you know, when they say pinch more than an inch, I can pinch about 4 inches, 5 inches, but it is working. And I haven't changed my diet at all, because I can't, because I love food. I always love my food. So, yeah, I'm impressed with it. Anyway, right.
And you've got all of these other products.
I've got loads of products.
No, I have to take you up on this. You say that they're all these things for spring, but come on, it can't make any difference what time of the year.
No, what I mean is the makeup colours are for spring.
Oh, I see.
But I was going to go on to that
later.
Come on,
go on to whatever you want.
Okay, first of all, Hairy Jane.
There's no answer to that.
Hairy Jane.
Yeah, come on.
Now, Hairy Jane is what she calls herself, a geeky person. I've never met her, but the PR companies have sent me some of these products. Now, she hand makes every single product, from shampoos and conditioners and so on.
Right.
Now, all the products are very mild on the scalp. They're designed to be colour protecting, and I am reading some of the things that the PR have sent me. Mm. I haven't tested these yet because I've only just got them, but I love anything that's kind of like handmade, very eco-friendly.
Yeah.
They're made to the highest standard, and because they're not mass-produced, they can spend a bit more time on the product and so on. And especially with hair, they put so many chemicals in your hair. I mean, have you heard of things like sodium you would have heard of sodium lauryl sulfate, would you?
Oh, of course. I know of it every day, yeah.
Yeah, well, things like that, which is putting a lot of shampoos, in the end can be so damaging for your hair, you know. I mean, hairdressers really, you know, sort of warn you to stay away from things like that. And they're in nearly every single body lotion and so on. And
yeah.
You know, they're not brilliant. But anyway, so here I've got the Nourishing Shampoo, which hydrates and adds shine. I've got Light Conditioner, which is really good for fine hair, which is quite like mine at the moment. And then I've got a Treatment Conditioner as well. All of them have got a beautiful fragrance of geranium, bergamot, vanilla. But do you want to have a smell? Do you want to have a smell of this?
I can smell it.
Oh, it smells amazing. Smell it. There's me sniffing into the microphone. Delightful. But they do, they smell. You're a man.
Can't smell much. It's wasted on me.
It's wasted. You see, yes. This is when it's I need Michelle, come back, come back.
It probably costs about £250 a bottle as well.
No, it's not. It's £10.
Oh,
it's
£10
a bottle.
Okay, right.
And the treatment condition is £12, which for something that is so, you know, handmade and a lot of, you know, care, I suppose, goes into it.
Yeah.
And they've got lovely essential oils in there. You know, that's actually not a bad price.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, it's not bad price considering the size of that bottle.
Yes, it's 250 mils, and they do last a long time.
Yeah.
So you only need like a small amount. Now the other thing I've got here, which is lovely for Mother's Day. Now this is going into my Mother's Day feature for the paper.
Oh yeah.
It's L'Occitane. I love their products.
Right.
I absolutely love it. You can open that up and have
a look.
Thank
you very much.
In here, this is called Red Cherry. Now, this was a Valentine's promotion, but I'm actually putting it in for Mother's Day because I don't. Although it's red, it's very pretty and florally.
Do you get all this lot?
Huh?
Do you get all?
You
this
get
lot
all
the
of that.
Right.
Now it's £45.
I have to say there's four items in here.
Yes. So you get the Red Cherry Intense Shower Gel, which is 250 mils. Mm. The Red Cherry Eau de Parfum, which is 50 mils. The Hand Cream, 30 mils, and the Body Milk, 75 mils. And it's got basically it's crisp. Red cherries, and they've put it, as I say, for Valentine's Day, but they've also said that, you know, it's good, it's got citrus notes in it and floral heart notes. So that's a really lovely set for Valentine's, beautifully boxed. You can use a box
afterwards.
It's a beautiful
box, yes.
Really, really lovely. Yeah. Sorry, a really lovely present for Mother's Day.
And how much is it again?
It's £45. You get it from department stores nationwide and so on, and you've got their shops as well. Their L'Occitane shops are around.
Yeah.
Now, moving on, let me see, what shall I give you next? What would you like? Right, should we do the Invisibobble, which I was just trying to...
I don't know if I can pronounce the Invisibobble.
Invisibobble, right. Invisibobble. So this Invisibobble is £3.95. You get it from various salons, and I will give you the product list afterwards.
Right.
So these you never ever use anything really elastic in your hair. If you've got long hair,
right.
You should always, or medium hair, you should always use something very gentle, because otherwise it snags and breaks when you take the bobble out. I've got a 10-year-old daughter who... screams her head off when I sort of, she always has done, she actually does really scream her head off when I try and brush her hair or anything like that.
Yeah.
These are really good because they just come straight out and you can do a variety of looks. They don't kink your hair. So say I've got this thing, and this is a really good tip. If you want big, big hair, what I normally do is I will blow dry my hair upside down, brush it, and then I'll put it into a sort of like bun on top of my head, but very loosely. And then I'll spray it with a bit of hairspray, and then while I'm doing my makeup, that will kind of like set the buffonty bit up here.
Right.
And then when I finish doing my makeup, I take my hair out, and it's all big and Right. Towified. And this
I'd like it. That must be a new word.
Towified. Yeah. And these are really good for doing that because they will keep your hair in place while you're doing that.
And what does that do? Does it sit in your hair and it just stay there?
It just stays there. It's just a little coil.
A little tiny coil thing.
And what happens is in between the grooves there, the coil, your hair sits in there so you can't see it. And the good thing is, again, is because it goes quite small, you can just get a little bit of hair and you can have all different kind of...
Right.
You know, you can have 10 pigtails and...
Right. Do you have to have different colours for different colour hair?
No, because it's invisible, you can have any colour.
Well, how is it invisible?
Well, it's invisible because what happens is your hair, and this is what I was trying to do earlier, but I haven't got a mirror, right. So I can't do it. So if you kind of put it in your hair and then stretch your hair around it...
Oh, I see.
You can't see it now. Well, you can see it, but if I was in front of a mirror, you wouldn't be able to see it.
So
that's your invisible. $3.95, and they're available from various...
And how many do you get in a box?
Good question. You get one, two, three.
Three in a box, right.
Three in a box. I mean, again, they've done this as... is to make sure your hair is perfect this Valentine's Day, but, you know, Valentine's Day is over, which, by the way, I must say, because I was featuring my competition on here quite a lot.
Yes.
And unfortunately, so I chose my winner, which was Becky from Wix, Becky Arnold from Wix, and lovely, lovely girl. She sent me in I had about 40 entries for the Valentine's competition, or maybe a bit more than that. And but what stood out, the reason why I chose her was because she sent me this just a simple... I would love to be wined and dined and go out for a date. Hmm. There was not a sob story behind it. She didn't try too hard. It was just a very eloquent, nice letter.
Right.
Unfortunately, on the day of the competition, where you know we had the hair and makeup artists were coming at 5, the car was coming at 6 to take the winner to the restaurant where she was going to meet her lovely date. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, Danny Whisker, the model, texts me, and his brother had been in a car accident, so he couldn't go. But he's actually not going to be doing that. His brother's okay now, but he's actually, I don't think he's doing the competition. So what I have said for the feature for the paper is that I will be, her sister can come along and we'll do a completely different feature, but she'll still have all her hair and makeup and everything done, and she's going to go to the rec house. So that'll be in a couple of weeks' time.
Fine.
Unless there's a male model celebrity that, you know, wants to take Danny's place, which I'm sure she'll be delighted.
This is me, Scott Ross, talking to you, Millie. No, it isn't Millie. It's Molly. It's Molly. Sorry, I'm going. I told you I was having a bad day.
That's all right. I always get called Millie Mandy anyway.
Right, come on. Where have you got to?
Well, I'm just getting over the fact that you just call me Millie, but anyway.
Sorry about that.
I'm joking. I've just had a text from Nori from the DA clinic about this Venus freeze, and she said that the maintenance is not once a month, it's every 2 to 3 months. So I'm going to have this every 2 to 3 months maintenance, I tell you, because it's working. And it means
how much is it, out of interest?
Oh, my goodness. I think I have no idea. Off the top of my head, I think it's about £95 for the face per treatment and about 100 and something for the stomach. But
in my case, 350.
But it's so good. Yes. I just can't believe it works, you know. I'm very cynical
about
this.
But is that 350 per session?
No, it's not 350. It's 100. It's about 100 per session.
No, okay, sorry.
But then she works, and you have about 7 or 8 sessions.
Right.
But, you know, you get these people that spend so much money on skin products and everything, and you want to see results. You don't, you know.
Absolutely.
So, and also, can I just apologise as well, because Harry Jane, I mentioned their products at the beginning, and they've only just tuned in, so I thought I was on at 11:30.
Right.
But, the shows will be uploaded.
It will be recorded.
Yes.
Yep.
Anyway, Elemis, this is Michelle's favourite brand. And, Michelle, I know you're listening, but guess what I bought in today, and you're going to be so jealous. I bought in their Jasmine and Rose Milk Bath, which is not actually launching until March.
Right.
Now, this is, they've actually got another one called Skin Nourishing Milk Bath, and this is like the sister one. The only thing is with this is I've spoken to the PR company. With the other one, you can use it on your skin afterwards as a moisturiser and so on. They actually think you can only use this as a milk bath, but I'm going to query that because the Skin Nourishing Milk Bath, you can use it in your hair as a hair conditioner, and all this is it's just got a different fragrance to it. So basically, it's extremely softening. It's got argan oil in it, camilla seed oil in it to protect and moisturise the skin. It's got flower milks of jasmine and white lotus, so it leaves your skin smelling amazing.
Right.
Do you want to have a whiff?
Well, I'll try this one.
Don't drop it.
That's the worst thing you can say. That has got quite a strong smell.
I appreciate your enthusiasm because, you know, it's sort of, you know. But men do love their beauty products, you know. But I just don't suppose they want to smell like a flower. But
not exactly. It'd probably attract wasps or bees or something if you did.
Yeah. But anyway, that retails at, because I haven't got, where is it? Oh, I haven't. I don't know what it retails at. I think it's about 40-something. Oh, £42. And it's from Time to Spa.
It's a very large bottle.
Very large bottle. You only need a few capfuls in your bath and it turns into this lovely, milky, softening Cleopatra type ritual.
Right.
Am I selling it to you? I've sold it to myself.
Beyond measure, yeah.
Right. Lenore Grail. Now, this is a Paris make from France, a big hair care range. And I tried out their products many years ago and they're sold in really top like Harrods. I don't know if Harrods sell them actually, but I've seen them in Dubai and in Harvey Nicks in Dubai. Yes. And that kind of thing.
Yep.
This is amazing. Now, this is an oil. It's stocked in Selfridges or Net-a-Porter. Oh yes, and Harrods, there you go. It's £27.54. Basically, in France, they have this massive beauty award show where they get 125 celebrities and models to test various products, and this has won the best hair care product of 2013. So it was judged, it was tested on over 125 people. It's a pre-oil shampoo, which I love. So basically, you put it into your hair, it's solidified, you put in warm water, and then you put the oil into your hair, leave it for 10 minutes, or you can leave it overnight before you shampoo, and then you literally just shampoo your hair and off you go. And what I love about this is many conditioners, you have to wash your hair, and then you sort of have to towel dry it, then put the conditioner on and wait 5 minutes.
Yes.
And who wants to get in and out of the shower, wait 5 minutes? You don't. You just want to get in the shower and then just go and not have to worry about getting back in again. And this has got in it, it's got in it coconut oil, sunflower, hazel oils, and it smells incredible. And it also protects from chlorine and the sun and water. So this is brilliant for holidays, but especially if you've got chemically treated hair. I mean, mine is dreadful, my hair. I'm actually having a hair feature next week.
It looks fine.
No, it's dreadful. It's so, I've had so many different treatments on it, or like highlighting treatments.
You try out all these products.
Yeah, no, but I've had so much done for various features that literally every month I go from brown to blonde, brown to blonde, and seriously, it's breaking. Yes. And I'm actually going to having another colour put on it next week for spring hair. But do you know what? My hairdressers have actually said to me, if I didn't use good products, I'd have to have it cut short, and that's not what I want because I like long hair. Yes, I do like my long hair. Right, you remember to do the cut sign when you want me to stop, because you know.
It's all right. Go a couple of minutes.
Right, okay, a couple of minutes. Crabtree and Evelyn, second fix for hands, rose water.
Right.
Crabtree and Evelyn, have you ever been to any of their shops?
I have seen their shops, yes.
They've got one.
I've been in with my wife.
Oh, yeah. I used to absolutely. There was one when I worked in, I used to work for a bank, Schroders, and there was one in Cheapside, I think it was, where I used to work, a massive one, and I used to spend all my money in there. absolutely loved it. Well, this is their hand therapy collection. It's a beautiful gift for Mother's Day. Brilliant for gardeners, for hairdressers. It's it smells amazing, but it's hand recovery, and it's got in it. It's got in it pumice. So the scrub has got in it pumice, fine pumice, and crystal salt. And the moisturiser has got in it macadamia, vitamin C and E. This is really good. The pumice one is lovely.
Yeah.
So if you're even if you're a salon owner or you're a beauty therapist and you want to just use a tiny amount when you do people's hands or manicures and pedicures, it leaves the hands so soft. But it's ideal if you're running your hands underwater. And my cuticles, you can see they're all split and nasty. Yeah, you're looking at me as
well. They look all right.
You see?
They look fine to me.
Yeah. Okay. Michelle will be going, oh, yes, Molly. Anyway, but these will really help strengthen, and it's a beautiful, beautiful gift for Mother's Day.
So that's Crabtree and Evelyn. And
£24. £24, and also Crabtree and Evelyn. I'm going to spray this on you. I won't actually. this is Somerset Meadow.
People will
this
talk.
This is the spring fragrance. Again, I think it's going to go on my Mother's Day feature.
Yes.
It's really, really lovely, and you can have a little squirt if you want to. But this is Lily. It's very green. Oh, it's lovely. It's very green. I have a squirt. Well, you know, squirt it in the air. But It's very green and florally. It's like got a hyacinth. It's got ylang ylang. So if you like your light fragrances or freshly cut grass, summer meadows, I mean, it is called, as I said, it's called, what's it called? It's come right out of my head. It is called Somerset Meadow. So right. it does exactly what it says on the bottle. It sort of gives that image right. of lovely, you know, and we just need the sun to come out.
Well, yeah, I know. It should this afternoon. And I'm talking to Molly, not Millie.
About things that we shall not repeat on air.
No, we're now talking about all these wonderful beauty products. You've got an absolute ton of stuff.
I've
there.
Got so much stuff here. First of all, can I just quickly tell you about... I'm still laughing about who just told me.
Well, we did do that on air, but I'm not going to do it again.
Oh, what? Can you not?
Well, I could, but I don't have all the details here.
But it's so much more interesting talking about that than it is beauty products. But anyway, no, I have to be careful, don't I? Pomegranate and hibiscus, moisturising hand wash and hand and body lotion from Woods of Windsor. Again, another beautiful. This is the last thing that I'm going to talk about Mother's Day before.
Oh, it's broken now.
It's not broken. No. It's just that you have to, like, in the best possible taste, put it on, pump it, and it works.
Right.
And it works.
We're back to what we were
just,
talking
about. Yeah, exactly. We are. And this is from Woods of Windsor, and top notes are mandarin, orange, and bergamot, and the base notes are sandalwood and vanilla. Very beautiful floral fragrance, and lovely here. Big, big bottles here, 350 mils, so they make ideal presents for Mother's Day. Anyway.
How much are they?
Oh, I'm so sorry, and they're so reasonable. Right, so the bath and shower gel is £8.50. Mm. The hand and body lotion is £8.75. So, oh, sorry, this moisturising hand wash is £5.99. So that looks very nice. You know, you have your sort of like, I'm really OCD. I'm very, very OCD when it comes to, I'm OCD when it comes to my phone, which I'm actually trying to break at the moment.
What is OCD?
Obsessive compulsive.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. OCD.
Well, I'm sure it used to be a pop group, didn't it?
Orchestra. Well, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it did. Well, anyway.
No, that was OMD.
No, I'm OCD. Right. Okay, right. So basically, I'm OCD with my phone because I use it too much. I'm trying to have a break from it at the moment, which I was just telling you about. But I'm also OCD when it comes to beauty products and my house. And my house looks really tidy. You walk in and my house is spotless. There's not dust. There's not black sock fluff anywhere.
You better come and sort mine out.
Yeah, well, no, it's really spotless. Yeah. But you can't open my cupboards because then everything just falls out. It does. It really is bad. But I always like to have a nice hand wash and body lotion on display in the guest in the guest toilet, you know?
Right.
Yeah? And these are the sort of things that this one was a Windsor would be my nice one.
Okay.
So, you know, if you went up to my upstairs bathroom, you'd run out again. So don't go there. Right, makeup. This is my favourite bit, and this is where Michelle's going to be really upset that she hasn't come in today, because I have got so much makeup that I haven't got time to go through it all. Now, one of my favourite brands is Sleek Makeup. Now, this is sold in Superdrug, but the reason why I love it are the pigments of the colours are incredible. Mm. They give just as much good a pigment as a top brand does, and the prices are so reasonable. Now, I've actually got to find my prices here. And I know that you may not get excited over colours, but I do get really excited over colours, and I get excited over makeup because I'm a girl. Well, not actually.
No, there's a surprise.
But they are stunning colours. This makeup palette here, now this is all going into the feature for next week's paper, so you're having an exclusive here.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, a Phoenix FM
exclusive of all the makeup. Yes, it's not yet hit the paper. So this is the Garden of Eden eye palette, and you've got 12 pigmented shades, and you've got your moss, you've got your forest greens, your lilacs, and these suit every eye colour, but especially hazel and brown, because the hazel will really pick up and the brown will really pick up the lilac shades here, and they look absolutely stunning. You've got a lovely little kit there with a nice decent sized mirror as well, and that is only $7.99, which is really good. You know,
yes. Well, it sounds better to me than £45.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And then you've got their blushes. Now I've got to open the box here, and I love their blushes because they've put in a cream blusher.
Yes.
And the thing is with cream blusher, Scott, this is a lesson for you. Your wife's going to know everything about makeup.
Of course
she is.
Of course she is.
The thing is with these are three cream blushes here.
Right.
And actually, I must speak to the paper because I think I've said that they're too powder, but these ones are three cream blushes here. And what you do is you mix them together to create your own shade, which is really good. But cream is very good for youthfulness. So you want to stay, as you get older, you want to stay away from the powders because powder just settles into your fine lines and emphasises them.
Right.
Cream gives a really beautiful dewy glow to the skin. It almost makes your skin look like it's lit up from within. You know when you get that healthy flush when you've been for a run? Well, this is perfect for that. And this is a sleek. And they've got, that's only $9.99. So my other favourite brand, of course, is MAC. I love MAC. Have you heard of MAC?
No, I haven't, truthfully.
You haven't heard of MAC?
No, I haven't.
Where have you been? I'm trying to get you onto Twitter. Actually, I don't want you to go onto Twitter because I think it becomes obsessive.
Right.
So, but you should go onto Twitter. But anyway, well, MAC, anyway, is just amazing. MAC is the one that all the makeup artists use.
Right.
Very highly pigmented. These are the mineral blushes and so on. You've got beautiful skin finish here, which gives a lovely shimmer to the skin.
Right.
And this is what you use. You can like sculpt your cheekbones and so on. And they've got a beautiful quartet of eyeshadow here. This is their Fantasy of Flowers range. Prices range from about £17. Available on the internet. Again, I'll give you all the dresses afterwards. Lip glosses. My favourite spring lip glosses are without a doubt the new Max Factor ones, which they've collaborated. Well, Caroline Barnes is the ambassador for Max Factor makeup. She does Kylie Minogue's makeup all the time, which is on The Voice.
Yes.
She's been Kylie Minogue's makeup artist for years. I interviewed her a little while ago. And she has brought out her own range of makeup. Now, these are called Colour Elixir lip glosses. They're $7.99. And they are super reflective and moisturising. And they've got, like, oyster champagne colours. If you love, girls, if you love, and men, because I mustn't, you know, if you love your nice nude lip colours, Kim Kardashian, Victoria Beckham, that kind of thing, you want your lips to look really full but without looking obvious, then these are the ones to go for because they have got a lip gloss, a lip colour to suit every shade of lip tone. So they leave it really looking natural and plump. And I love them. This one here, and I haven't got the number on the back of it, so or the name. I'm trying to find the name of it. But it's a beautiful, oh, here you go, Radiant Rose. It's shot through with shimmering particles of like gold. You can just see it, like accents. So again, that highlights your lips. You're looking at me as if I'm mad.
No.
I'm just
not.
Going into one here. You can tell
that's
I'm passionate.
All.
You can tell I'm totally passionate anyway. They've also got now eyes. The emphasis, the scalp brow is out. You know, you see these great big heavy eyebrows?
Yes.
Gone, out. They're no longer on trend. In fact, all these people that have these permanent tattooing, you want to go onto your... I've got a cut, haven't I? You've got to go onto your mascaras.
Yes.
I have got 50 seconds. Okay, Clarins...
So you haven't even got 50 seconds.
Okay, well, Clarins is amazing as well. They've got, all right, well, I'll bring all this back next time.
Okay, that's great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank
and,